Good morning. For the few of you blessed not to know me, I'm John Bennett, and I've been a member of St. Matthew's for a long time now. I actually have to start with a confession, because before preparing for this, I didn't do my homework. I didn't look at the lectionary to see what the readings were today. I didn't call Pastor Steve and say, "What are you preaching about?" But God works in mysterious ways. In a disciple study, we're reading Genesis right now. And what we see in Genesis is the very active participation of God in people's lives. Later, we see it in the form of burning bushes and other things. And I think, frankly, God still stirs the pot, as he apparently did with this preparation work. So in today's stewardship moment, I want to talk about giving. No, I'm not going to exhort you to give. There are others who are going to do that. Rather, I actually want to talk about the joy of giving. And yeah, I said that, the joy of giving. I used to begrudge giving, not just to the church, but to anyone else who asked me for a gift, a contribution to support their fundraising, support their schools, whatever. And I suspect there are some of you out there who feel that way. I started to give more, especially to the church, out of a sense of obligation, a recognition of need, and that I needed to, and that I could step forward to help. I wasn't really happy about it, but I gave. And not realizing it, I started a journey of giving. And somewhere on that journey, I was transformed. I was blessed. As Paul wrote to the Corinthians, I discovered a gift. The gift of giving. I like giving. I really do, really. And I go out of my way sometimes to give. I remember a few years back, I was walking out one afternoon, and around the corner, I could see a Cub Scout dressed, fully decked up in his uniform, and his father. And I detoured. I went down the street, met them, and asked if they were selling Cub Scout popcorn for fundraising. Now, Cub Scout popcorn is probably the most ridiculously priced thing you can buy in any fundraising activity. Wrapping paper, perhaps. But they said yes, and I said, "Sign me up." I was their first person. They had just started, and the joy on that boy's face was just a delight to see. Made my day, too. I enjoyed it. I always say yes to any of the youth, those who reach out and ask, who are raising funds for a good cause. I always say yes now to friends who are supporting a particular cause, often by running or walking, climbing stairs, as my niece does in Seattle for leukemia. Why? Well, it makes me feel good. It's kind of like eating ice cream. I can't wait for the next bite. More importantly, I can see in their eyes and hear in their voice not only warmth and an appreciation for a quick and pleasant, hopefully pleasant, affirmative response to their request, but also gratitude for the gift they've received, and knowing that there are people out there whose lives I'm touching and not knowing it. They don't know me. I don't know them. But it made a difference. And I'm glad I'm able to give as much as I can, as little as I can, and help them fulfill and support a passion of their own. It makes me feel good. It really does. Similarly, I enjoy giving to St. Matthew's. I love seeing all the work that so many of you do to bless this congregation, our children, our youth, all of our members, to bless the communities we live in, to bless and support and improve the world. And I accept that the support for that work requires that I support the physical needs of the church as well. Roofs and elevators, you pick it. I'm actually happy to provide that support. As Paul said, you know, in today's letter, the giver give generously. I invite you to see if, like me, you may actually have this gift and not know it, because I certainly didn't when I started. And how do you do it? You practice. Practice doing it. Like coming to church, Sunday school, reading the Bible, becoming a disciple. The best way to learn to enjoy giving is to start giving. Open that door, walk through it, and start practicing. Make yes the default answer when you're asked. Find ways, if you can, to make other people delighted by doing what you can do and giving. I can only pray, really, that you'll come to love giving as much as I have. Thank you. Bless you all.